Just a reminder, we go inside Allen Park with the Birchie Kid today at 12:30.
There we go.
Lions on the practice field. He will be at the open portion of practice. Dan Campbell speaks today, so we'll have the very latest injuries and whatnot as we get ready for this Lions game against Arizona. You know what this game comes down to, Gator? And I think this is...
Scoring more than the other team?
I'm not talking about on the field. I'm talking about the message that the Lions send today. Because one thing that this Lions team and this organization has been under Dan Campbell, okay, is resilient AF. And we want them to confirm this Sunday that that's still who they are. It's an incredibly useful trait. It's why you finish with a winning record. You don't get into losing streaks. And last year, and the year before that, frankly, they responded. But they didn't just respond, okay? We all know the stats about them losing and then coming back and winning. They responded emphatically, okay? Last year, they lost to Atlanta. They lost to Seattle. Next game against Atlanta, Lions were favored by 3.5, okay? They won by 14, okay? An emphatic cover. Then they get blasted at Baltimore. Next game, they're a 7-point favorite over Vegas. They win by 12. So they win and they cover. Thanksgiving, a disastrous loss to Green Bay. They go to New Orleans as a 4-point favorite. They win and they cover.
Do you want Costa to listen to this?
They have a bad loss at Chicago.
Sorry, Jim.
Yeah, you are really piling on.
Heather already knew this stuff.
It's so easy right now. I'm really sorry.
Are you?
I am. I really like Jim. They shouldn't have left that sheet in here.
They have the bad loss at Chicago?
Yeah.
They come back as a 5-point favorite against Denver, and they win 42-17, an emphatic cover. They go to Dallas and lose by a point. They come back the next week against Minnesota as a 5.5-point favorite. They win by 10. So they were coming out of losses. They were winning, and most of the time, rather emphatically. Like, these are some easy covers. And so it's not just that they were bouncing back. They were coming out of losses and sending a message, right? And I think that's pretty interesting that they weren't only winning, they were covering and oftentimes emphatically covering. And that speaks to me about that resilience under Dan Campbell. And we just want them to prove to us that that's still their personality. Because a team with that kind of personality is going to have success. They're going to have success. You look at losing teams, they have losing streaks. Now, I guess you could go win, loss, win, loss, win, loss all season long, but you're not going to do that. So no. We're all looking for them to just confirm they are who they were last year.
Well, and that'd be great. And one of the other confirmations is that Jared Goff will play better. Because last season he did not have... He really didn't have two clunkers in a row, let alone three. Not that the Rams game wasn't a total clunker.
Yeah.
But the game last week left a lot to be desired because they couldn't push it into the end zone. Getting down the field, racking up tons of yards, that wasn't the problem. The problem was they couldn't score. They couldn't finish. And, yeah, turnovers. That's two interceptions, no good. But last season, he didn't have back-to-back-to-back bad games.
Mm-hmm.
So if Jared Goff is what we think he is, then the offense will be fine. And if the offense is fine, the defense has played really well for the first 2 weeks, we expect it to be okay. I don't have a problem with this week. I think they win this game. You know, the last couple weeks, I thought they'd beat the Rams and I thought they'd beat Tampa. But the Tampa game is what disturbs me because of all the injuries Tampa had, and yet they found a way.
Mm-hmm.
They found a way to game plan against the Lions and shut them down. Specifically in the red zone. It was a bend but don't break defensive effort from Tampa. They got the benefit of a call to start the game. And then they just started making plays. And credit to them, they got it done. Now it's time for the Lions to make their adjustments. My concern going into the game, the only concern I have, it's not with the offensive side. It's on the defensive side. And all the injuries that they've had where players aren't practicing this week in the secondary, are those guys going to be able to play or not? Is Terry Arnold going to play? Is Ennis Rakestraw going to play? is Ife Melifonwu, is he going to play? Because if they're not, then you start going into the depth. And fortunately, it's early in the season. The Lions do have some depth here, but you don't like to test it that much.
We will be talking with the Birchie kid from out at Alparca of the very latest today at 12:30 following the open portion of practice. So we'll get the very latest on who's going to play and who's not going to play. Here's the thing about Arizona, okay? Is year two with this offensive coordinator and Kyler Murray. And Kyler Murray is always going to be slippery, right? That's he's an off-platform king. He is hard to bring down. He's good at improvisation. He gets a high level of production in improvisation. But the thing that they're praising him for this year is he's going to the right receiver. He's running the offense as it's designed. It's not just all about him improvising and running around and making things happen. He's hitting the back foot of his drop and delivering the football where it's supposed to go. And that's where they've signaled the highest praise for Kyler Murray and hoping that he is taking that next step. Now, you can find examples of that in his career, but he wasn't able to keep doing it. So far this year, they are very happy in Arizona with Kyler Murray being able to stay on script and go to the correct receiver, deliver the football to the right place against whatever defense is thrown at him. And then when it's not there, you mix in his ability to improvise, and he's a problem. He's a problem. And then there's Marvin Harrison Jr. Did you see that catch he had in the back of the end zone against the Rams?
I mean, it's unbelievable.
First of all, the throw was incredible. It was into coverage, right over the shoulder, running directly away from the quarterback, back of the end zone, dragging his feet. It was remarkable.
It's incredible.
And he's another guy, while he is a rookie, he looks like he might be next in line to be one of those great receivers in the league. And the crazy thing is, I'm here, I'm talking about all that, and oh, guess what? Arizona has run it too. They average over 180 yards a game or around 180 yards a game on the ground. It's only two games, right?
Yeah.
It's only two games. And they might have been taking the Lions-Rams film and saying, well, they didn't really stop the run when the game was on the line. Let's see if we can run. And James Conner is one of those great yards after contact guys, but they are running the football. And when you mix that with Murray's ability, what might be a new and improved Kyler Murray in a passing game, that's an offense that could be a problem.
It can be. I'm not as worried about Connor as I am Murray when it comes to running.
He does pick up yards.
Yeah, but the thing with Kyler Murray is when you look at him statistically, last year he was hurt to start the season, right? He was coming off the injury and didn't play until November. And he was kind of slow out of the gate there. But the last two games he played last season, they beat Philadelphia 35-31 on New Year's Eve. And he completed 80% of his passes and three touchdowns. The next game against Seattle, they lost 21-20, narrowly lost. He completed 73% of his passes, didn't throw an interception. It was a passer rating in the game of 110. Now you look at what he's done so far this year to start the season, where he's completed 68% of his passes and then 81% of his passes last week. Had the perfect rating last week of 158.3. He's an improved quarterback and he's healthy. And for him, if he's healthy, maybe this is just, hey, remember me, NFL? There's a reason I was taken first overall. I've got all this talent in the world, and now I'm starting to realize it. You mentioned that he's finding his receivers now. You know, he's had some talented players to work with in the past, and it didn't work out. Now he's got a guy as a rookie in Marvin Harrison Jr. He's got a pretty decent tight end in McBride. They've got a running game. It's kind of a well-rounded team here. It's going to be a test for the Lions. I still think the Lions come out on top of this, but I'm curious to watch the maturation of Kyler Murray, because is he now settling in to being one of the top 12 quarterbacks in the league?
We talked yesterday about Bryce Young in Carolina and what a mess that is, but this is why when you get the right parts around you, patience can pay off in this league, and it might be paying off for Arizona.